Smartphones that were not too long ago status symbols are now considered a basic tool for living, so much so that we're using them an average of 4 hours a day. There's no question, they're taking a toll on all of our lives.
Kim Komando here with your Consumer Tech Update. More coming up. When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need help getting to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Need to hire fast? Accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users try it for free at Indeed.com/commando. That's Indeed.com/commando. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
From the website ScienceDirect, researchers have known for some time that smartphones interfere with our sleep and productivity. But now there's mounting evidence that smartphones increase our levels of a stress hormone called cortisol. Cortisol works in our favor when it's produced because of a short-term threat. But when stressed all the time, we get chronically elevated cortisol levels, which increases the risks of diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, and depression. Over the long term, heart attack, stroke, dementia, and premature death are also increased. So are all those emails and texts that important?
I'm Kim Komando. Hey, don't forget to get our other podcasts, Komando On Demand. You can find that wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Google, or your favorite podcast player.